As recent polls have shown, the issue at the top of most Maryland voters' minds is taxes. And that's what led to Tim Baker's vote at the Middle River Volunteer Fire Company.
Yeah, there's too many taxes in this state. That's why I voted strictly Republican. I'm actually independent, but this year, 100% Republican.
It also affected Sue Ellen Jenkins, a registered Democrat voting at Bates Middle School in Annapolis, who surprised herself by voting Republican based on fiscal reasons.
I don't do this very often. In fact, I can't even think of the last time that I've done this. It's a first.
And she's not the only Democrat who crossed over. Lynn Pruitt, who was voting at the Middle River Volunteer Fire Company, said she used to be a Democrat, but changed. Not that she's terribly happy with the Republicans either.
I mean, even the Republicans aren't doing anything. I'm really disappointed. You know, I don't even barely know who Hogan is. It's not like he had some kind of special message or anything. No. I just know Democrats not working for me.
But taxes weren't the only thing on people's minds. Michael Tabus, who voted at the Marilyn J. Prasner Community Center in Silver Spring, was fuming about the construction of the Intercounty Connector, or ICC, the controversial toll road that connects Prince George's and Montgomery counties, opened 4 years ago. Tabus blames it all on former Republican Governor Robert Ehrlich and this year's GOP nominee Larry Hogan, who was Ehrlich's appointment secretary.
The Republicans really screwed up on pushing something on the Maryland people, particularly Montgomery and PG County, on the ICC when a good many didn't want it, and we're turning out that it's a white elephant, it's not used that much.
Yes, he voted for Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. Others were worried about environmental issues. Adan Ayala, voting at Stoneley Elementary School in Baltimore County, said he really wanted to vote for Delegate Heather Mazier, who lost to Brown in the Democratic primary. Still, he wasn't going to sit out this election.
For me, one of the big issues is climate change, and I didn't like Larry Hogan's position on it.
And then there was Tom Chalkley, the Baltimore cartoonist who voted at Jerusalem Evangelical Lutheran Church in Northeast Baltimore. He said he disagreed with Hogan on the issues, so he voted for Brown, reluctantly.
My concern is really about whether Anthony Brown has the mettle of leadership. It's something we didn't really learn from. He seems like a perfectly intelligent, competent guy, but failed to learn in the campaign was anything persuasive about his leadership.
That's a pretty even split. So, as analysts have been saying, it comes down to turnout. And we won't know that for sure until polls close this evening. With Kenneth Burns, Chris Connolly, Gwendolyn Glenn, Karen Hostler, John Lee, and Mary Rose Madden, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.